You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Waitemata Harbour is an intertidal ecosystem inhabited by clams, cockles, crabs, algae and microscopic worms. In a recent University of Auckland study on the effects of microplastics in the Waitemata Harbour, PhD candidate Sam Laidwig found that plastic pollution is fundamentally altering the natural cycles of life in the harbour's waters. The investigation found that microplastic pollution is altering the flow of oxygen through the systems, and the long-term effects of this are currently unknown. This week on The Green Desk, I spoke to Laidwig about the study and the harms of plastic pollution on New Zealand's oceans. Can you tell our listeners a little about the study and why you wanted to investigate the effects of microplastics in the Waitemata Harbour?
Absolutely. So this study was a survey of the Waitemata Harbour to get an understanding of how microplastic pollution is affecting the harbour and the ecosystem that lives there and potentially affecting us humans. And this type of study has not been done before, so we really have, up until this point, had no understanding of the real-world effects of microplastics. And our knowledge was based on laboratory studies that showed us possibly what could be happening, but this one confirmed that there is a real-world effect of microplastics at the ecosystem level, which is quite concerning, but now we know.
That's really interesting. So how long did the study take?
Between 2.5 to 3 years, and it doesn't normally take that long, but because of COVID being about and lockdowns and that, we kind of had some brief pauses, I guess.
And what do the findings of your investigation mean for New Zealand waters?
It means that we really should be taking some action on plastic pollution, politically speaking, but also in industry and thinking about how we're using plastics, and then also just as a people when we go about our daily lives, you know, if we're purchasing plastic products from the grocery stores or things like this, just to be mindful of how much plastic we're consuming, because it really is affecting our ecosystem, which does tie back to us in our life and our resources, our water and our food quality. It all ties in to the study's findings.
So what urgent measures would you call on Aotearoa to introduce based on the findings you made of plastic pollution in the harbour?
That's a really good question. I'm sorry, I don't actually have an answer.
No, that's okay.
Prepared for that one.
That's okay. Do you have any things that you do in your everyday life to do with minimizing plastic that you could probably suggest to some of our listeners to do themselves?
Definitely. So finding ways that I can avoid purchasing plastic has really helped, I think, and I've seen a dramatic decrease in the amount of plastic that I use just from not buying plastic water bottles, but having some sort of filtered water system either at the house or in the refrigerator or something like this, and staying away from packaging. That's a big one. I think a lot of our products that we purchase online, that's mostly wrapped in plastic, and there are businesses out there today that are making an effort to wrap it in some other sort of material. That does pretty good too.
That was University of Auckland PhD candidate Sam Laidwig on her research of microplastic pollution in the Waitemata Harbour.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.